Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So this week I want to talk to you about curiosity. And the reason I want to talk to you about this is because it's something that I've realized recently is so important when we get triggered. So let me just sort of go into triggers, just in case you don't know anything about triggers. Our subconscious holds certain things. It holds programs, beliefs, our identity of ourself, our ego, the stories we tell ourselves about our life and what it means. And the way that our programs and our beliefs work, especially our programs, I'm going to focus on the programs for this because it's a lot to sort of take in and it's easier just to show you with one example. So the programs that we have are things that we learn from the moment we're sort of born and we come into this world. For instance, as a child, if you touch a hot stove, you program yourself to realize that something that is hot or something that you can feel that might be very hot as you come towards it can be very hot and can cause you a lot of pain. And the programs that get written are either to move us towards pleasure or away from pain. And they're a shortcut. Because if we didn't have these programs, we would continue to put our hand onto the hot plate on the stove over and over and over again without actually learning and changing our behaviour. So they're very important. But these programs tend to have triggers. And the triggers are there so that they happen quickly and instantaneously, so that there isn't a delay. And if there was a delay, obviously that could be quite damaging to yourself. For instance, if there was a delay in responding to a gunshot, you might find that you get shot, or you might find that you end up in a situation you shouldn't end up in. So if you've ever been around guns and you randomly hear a gunshot, you will be on high alert. You'll be ready to fight, flight or freeze. And it happens, the adrenaline releases and you're ready to do some action. And it happens very quickly. Now, other things that we have triggers for are sort of in relationships in society. Someone can say something that hurts us, that triggers a response in us. Now, that might not necessarily always be a good thing in a relationship situation, because we were originally wired as cavemen to respond to the wilds, to saber-toothed tiger threats and things like that. But nowadays, the threats that we perceive are threats from the way people think about us, threats to being rejected, threats to things that people might say that make us feel like we're less than we are, or less than we'd like to be. And all of these things trigger response. They can trigger anger, they can trigger hurt or withdrawal, they can trigger defensiveness, and a whole number of different things. Most of the time, in my experience, I found that these things are not actually the truth of the situation. What they are memories of something that hurt us a long time ago, that we've created a program for, created a trigger for, and when we see something in the world today that reminds us of that, that gets triggered and we have an automatic response because of the way that we're set up with our triggers and our programs, as I've explained. Now, I found a way, and I don't think it's just me that's found this way, but it's something that I've become aware of and I'm going to share it with you. And it's all about curiosity. And when you start to become aware of these triggers, when they get touched, it's to start to allow yourself to feel whatever feelings come up through it. Don't, however, allow yourself to react to it, because the reaction is then what then throws out into the world, and then you get a reaction from the other people and the whole thing can blow out of. But if you start to get curious, if you pause, and this pause is incredibly important, pause when you feel yourself get triggered. Stay in the moment and then get curious about what has triggered you. Get curious about your responses, about where it comes from. You can start to see the truth. Now, I think it was last week that I did an episode on time, and I spoke about how when I'm going somewhere new, I like to leave a lot of time so that if anything happens on the way there that I'm unprepared for because I don't know where I'm going, I have time to adjust and still get there on time. I also like to leave time so that when I do get wherever I'm going, if it's somewhere new, that I have time to find where I am in the building, to find the room that I'm going to in case that it's not as easy to find as I thought it might be. And I can get a little bit anxious when I'm doing these things. And what I realized recently, and if you saw last week's episode, I'm sorry for repeating myself, but if you haven't, I need to explain this. What I realized is this comes from a time in my life when I used to do a lot of flying as a child. And we used to end up in Lusaka, which is in Zambia. And the airport and the airline that we used to use was not a particularly good one in those days. As I said, it was a long time ago. And we'd end up sitting around, and I was kind of in charge of me and my brother, or I thought I was anyway. And I was responsible for making sure we got our connecting flights. But there was no tannoy system, there was no one looking after us, there was no air hostess or whatever ensuring that we got to our next flight. So staying awake and staying aware of time was incredibly important. And I think that caused some kind of trauma inside me, to the point where time is now something that I can get quite anxious about if I feel I'm going to be late. Now that I know that, or when I started feeling anxious around things recently, and I decided to get curious about where that anxiety came from, it was only then that I realized that that was where it stemmed from. And the reason that this is important is because when I know that that is what caused the initial anxiety, the initial trigger for my sort of stress around time and being places as an adult, it means that I don't necessarily have to respond to it in the same way. It allows me to ease around it because there's an understanding about it. It means that I'm not just being driven by my programs and my triggers, that there's an understanding, which means that I can choose to behave in a different way. I can choose to understand it, I can choose to relax, I can choose to ignore it, or if it serves me, I can choose to continue with it. And in this particular instance, I most certainly will continue with it, purely because it actually makes sense to me. But maybe I won't be quite as anxious about it. It'll simply be a choice because it's something that makes sense to me, but I'll do it in a calmer and more relaxed way because I understand where the anxiety is coming from. And the chances that that happens now as an adult going somewhere new, the consequences aren't as dire as they were when I was a child if I ended up getting stranded in Lusaka. Being able to see that my current situation, although it involves time and being somewhere on time, is not nearly as scary as what it was when I was a child, means that I can let go of the anxiety around it because I can understand where it's coming from. I hope that this makes sense. It's kind of two things combined into one, but it's just for me, I found it really interesting and I thought you might too. As usual, there's show notes below this episode and the link to my website if you're interested in coaching with me, or to my online courses, or to the monthly Ho'oponopono sessions, and to a video on Ho'oponopono should you not know anything about it and be curious to learn more, are all in the show notes below. Have a super duper week, and I will see you again next week.